Well, I tell mine, they got ways like the granddaddy or something.
And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she's done what to three children? She's
mothered them.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if your child's been real naughty and you want him to make him quit, you say if you don't quit that, you're going to what?
Get a whipping.
Mm-hmm. Did a whipping? Did you ever use spanking there?
Yeah. Is there you're gonna give you a spanking, or I'm gonna give you a whipping?
Is one of those supposed to be worse than the others?
I don't know. my son-in-law, the baby was acting up, a little boy acting up at church, so he just said to him, "When I get you home, I'm gonna whip you." Well, he was the first one out, and he got home, went on in, and got on the living room couch, and says, "Don't you think talking to me would do better than a whipping?" He said he couldn't figure that.
I guess not. Kids will fool you. They get pretty smart.
Yes, sir. They sure are.
Coming up with ways to get out of whipping and stuff like that. Sometimes if you had a kid, and like that, say he'd done something he knew he shouldn't have done, and he might say, "Please don't whip me. Just give me what? Give me, how would you say that? One more.
Give me a talking to."
Mm-hmm. And say you had two children, and maybe call them Jane and Peggy. You talk about how loving they are. You might say, "Well, Jane is a very loving child, but Peggy is a lot." What?
What you mean? You're talking about two different people now. Well, there's difference in disposition. A lot. Some of them have real loving attitude, and some of them just kind of don't care.
And let's see, what would your brother's son? He would be what relation to you?
My father's son.
Your brother's son.
My brother.
So you say if you had a brother, his son would be what relation to you?
Nephew.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, a child who has lost both of his parents, he's what? He's
an orphan.
Mm-hmm. Is there now if the child has been put, say, in a home or something like that, or an institution, you know, after he's lost his parents, do you still call him just an orphan? Is there any other name that people use for him then?
Use an orphan? Well, I don't know.
If he'd been put in an orphanage, you still just call him an orphan too?
Well, you have to put him in a home. It's called an orphan's home. But if they can place him out, some of the relatives or something, well then it's... That name doesn't bother it so bad.
And a person who's appointed to look after an orphan, he's the child's what? A person who is just appointed by the court to look after the child?
Guardian.
And let's say, if this town was full of your cousins and sons and daughters and nephews and nieces, you might say, "This town is full of my what?"
Relatives.
Any other term you might ever use there besides relatives?
Kin or something.
Kin. And let's see. You might give you this situation. Say someone has the same family name that you have, and maybe looks a little like you. You might say, "Well, she does have the same family name, and does look a little bit like me, but actually, she's what?"
Not related.
And let's see, someone who comes into town, no one's ever seen him before. What's the term you use for him?
Stranger.